National Call Your Doctor Day. Kind of set up really for women because they put off things all the time. They're dealing with their family and other folks, and sort of the halfway point of the year, hey, remember to call your doctor, get your well check as well. But men or women should always have some good relationship with their doctor to make sure everything is going okay. And we've got a doctor on the line this morning, Dr. David Sussman, join us. He's a urologist here to talk about BPH and what we know about it. Good morning, doctor.
Morning, Bruce.
Well, let's talk about this benign prostatic hyperplasia. What is that?
What is that? Well, BPH is a common problem that men experience as they get older. Men have what's called a prostate gland, which sits between the bladder and the urethra, which is the tube that you pass your urine through. And as men age, get in their 50s, 60s, and beyond, that prostate enlarges. It begins to obstruct the urinary flow, and it leads to some pretty bothersome symptoms. Diminished urinary flow, hesitancy of urination, nighttime urination frequency, things that people really don't really care to live with on a daily basis. Their bladders become a real problem for them.
They care not to discuss it either. I mean, that's the other part. They just probably, you know, not even sure what to do or who to ask about it, right?
That's correct. And I think a lot of men have some misperceptions that if they go to speak to their family doctor or go to the urologist, they're going to place them on medications, which they're going to be on forever, which are bothersome and then cause a lot of side effects, or they're going to wind up having some kind of invasive procedure to treat their prostate, which, again, has quite a bit of side effects. So I think they're reluctant to even bring up the issue at all.
Now, maybe they always think, well, maybe impotence is in my future with this. How do I
absolutely
do it?
Absolutely.
I mean, let's talk, I guess. And you did this survey, I guess, recently to kind of get ideas of what people thought about it. So do we understand this, or is there a big misconception a lot of it?
There is a misconception. I think that first of all, that is, as men get older, their prostates enlarge. That you can almost count on. What part of your life these symptoms are really a problem can vary. But again, some guys as early as their late 40s and early 50s, other men not till their 70s. But I think what we've learned is that if there are some techniques out there that are effective to treat their prostate symptoms, men are going to be much more encouraged to have these discussions with their doctor. I think most men don't know what's out there, what's available. And I think the newest technology is this UroLift procedure, which is designed to treat men's urinary symptoms when their prostates enlarge. Very effective, no sexual side effects, return to work quickly, simple outpatient procedure. It's really revolutionized what we do in urology to treat men's prostates. And I think that's one of the things we're trying to get across to men is talk to your doctors and find out what's out there. I think you'll be actually pleasantly surprised what the new technology brings to the table.
How much information can he give without being too descriptive of this? Is there a surgical procedure? You said it's outpatient, so obviously it's not something that would take a very long time, right?
That's correct. It essentially pulls the prostate tissue apart, thereby relieving the obstruction that the prostate causes and allowing men to urinate with greater ease. It relieves the most bothersome symptoms, which are hesitancy and decreased stream. They usually see a decrease in their nighttime urination. I think a lot of men actually wind up going to the doctor because their wives tell them they've had enough of their urinary issues and it's time to go see somebody.
Now, is this a temporary fix as things proceed? Does your prostate become larger and then has to be adjusted, if it were? What's the long-term effects of this?
So your prostate grows continuously throughout your life. But the recent studies have shown that at 5 years, about 85% of men are still very happy after this procedure. There's been about 110,000 men treated worldwide. So the numbers are really growing, and so we're getting a much better database to understand how men do. But the five-year data is actually fairly impressive, considering how minimally invasive it is. So I think that's one of the reasons that a lot of men are seeking this procedure out. I know in my area, which is in southern New Jersey, patients come to see me specifically looking to have a UroLift because they don't want to be on medical therapy and they don't want to have the more invasive procedures. So I think as more urologists are comfortable and utilizing the procedure, again, the numbers are going to grow.
We're talking about BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, the non-cancerous enlargement of the prostate with Dr. Sussman, urologist. Just for a moment, if you could shift a little bit. So this is separate from when we hear people having prostate cancer or any other type of affliction for their prostate, correct?
It is. This is strictly for benign prostatic enlargement. You know, when you see a urologist, we'll always check to be sure that there is not evidence of prostate cancer, typically with an exam and a blood test. But this procedure that I was referring to, this UroLift, is strictly to treat benign symptoms, which, as I mentioned, can be quite bothersome for a lot of men.
And is there an age range where patients are more likely, or how soon, or is it just individual?
It is somewhat individual, but I would tell you that most men start to get some urinary symptoms in their 50s. I'd say the majority of men that I see who are candidates for the procedure, probably late 50s, 60s, 70s, even guys in their 80s. If you can offer somebody a less invasive way to treat their symptoms, which is effective and doesn't cause some of the other side effects, most guys would prefer that as opposed to, as I mentioned, taking a pill every day with the attendant side effects or having a more invasive procedure. So this really gives men a nice option to treat their symptoms and yet get back to their activities fairly quickly.
June is Men's Health Month. Where can people get more information about what we've talked about today?
Yeah, there's a website called urolift.com. It's urolift.com.
Dr. Sussman, we appreciate your time this morning and give us the insight into what's new out there.
My pleasure, Bruce.
Thanks. Dr. David Sussman, urologist, joining us this morning here at AM 930 WEOL. June is designated for Men's Health Month.